which will start with a general corporate factorization approach. So take P to be a have a corporate factorization M tilde N tilde. This is the left corporate factorization, and of course we can do the same for the right corporate factorization. And assume that the planet is perturbed on the corporate factors. You must already know what this interpretation can be from the chapter 8, where we talk about various perturbations on the planet model. This can be modeling some post zeros variations, for example. And assume that the perturbation has a size no more than epsilon. Okay, epsilon is actually some design parameters we're going to play with later on. Okay, then from the small gain theorem, we know that the system is robustly stable if and only if a transfunction norm is less than 1 over epsilon, which is already known. We already derived that before.